So at this point, I was significantly impressed, and that did not change when we go over to our third challenge, which again, I got some help from ChatGPT on to really present a challenge of physics to the model. And so what you're seeing right now on the screen, if you're watching along, is this little simulation we have of a cloth that is draped over a spinning orb, and we can control the speed of the sphere and the speed of the wind. And you can see here, if I were to turn the wind up, the cloth is gonna rise, and if the sphere speed goes up, it's gonna affect the way the cloth moves a little bit more. I can click on this cloth and drag it, and you see it very dynamically move, and you can see it kind of drape across the sphere. And again, this was all done in a matter of minutes right here within this browser, something that has typically been somewhat challenging, being done really, really quite easily and really, really quite quickly by Claude for Opus. And again, I did not even iterate on this. This was basically a one shot. You can again imagine how much better you could get it by bringing this over into Cursor, by bringing it to an actual developer. This was done by a front end web developer slash marketer in a matter of minutes with Claude.
Welcome to the AI Marketing Navigator, where we simplify AI marketing to keep you ahead of the curve. Brought to you by DigitalPop, delivering AI marketing automation so your small business thrives. Here's your host, Alex Carlson.
What is up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the AI Marketing Navigator. This is your daily compass in the ever-evolving world of AI marketing. Okay, navigators, we have an absolutely massive episode to record tonight, not in length, but in concept, because Anthropic, the company behind what has historically been our favorite model on the AI Marketing Navigator, and that is Claude, and the company who has basically been the sleeping giant for months now, as every other AI company and leader in the space has been dropping new models and features and tools what feels like daily. And meanwhile, Anthropic has been silently biding their time, but now we no longer have to wait, because as of today, we have access to two brand new Claude models, Claude for Opus and Claude for Sonnet. And these are being touted as incredibly capable coding models. So actually, check out the X thread of Rowan Chang over at therundown.ai. Really great rundown of all of the news coming from Claude. And I believe it's there in that X thread that he mentions that early testers were saying that this model could code for hours and hours at a time. And after we do a quick rundown of the model and its capabilities and the new features, we are going to do our best to put it through its paces. We gave it three separate challenges tonight for the Claude for Opus model. One was to just have it build a quick free web tool that could be used as a lead generator, something that we talk about so much here on the AI Marketing Navigator. And actually, we built a version of something that's currently on thedigitalpop.com, and that is an AI opportunity assessment tool, basically where any lead or prospect, in this case, a marketer, a solo business owner, can take a short quiz or basically a survey to identify opportunities in either their business where their business could be enhanced or optimized with AI automation. In fact, if you are a marketer out there hearing this, wondering if there are any opportunities for you to take advantage of with AI, you can check out the simple AI opportunity assessment on thedigitalpop.com. We just did a version of that just to show you again how quickly and easily you can build a really nice web tool, something far nicer even than we created in a matter of minutes here with some additional iteration, and something that, again, we have talked about doing multiple times here on the show. And then after that, we did another take on a challenge that we have been putting in front of these coding models before, where basically I asked them to build a dream interactive 3D web page for our AI Marketing Navigator website, where we kind of expand on the whole spacefarer, space explorer, space navigator theme that we have been rocking with. And in the past, we ended up eventually having to go to Cursor to get to something relatively close to what we are going to see tonight when we hop into what we were able to build with Opus. So I was super impressed. And basically, we asked it to build us a little interactive, little space adventure where you can go from planet to planet, and each planet represents a different episode or a different topic or category of episode, whatever it may be for our user to engage with on this Dream AI Marketing Navigator website. So again, check out the previous episode where we tried to build that. I will link that in the show notes. And we were able to do something pretty close to what I had in mind, relatively simple. But again, we had to go into Cursor to do that. And we did not have to do that tonight. We could stay right within Claude to get the results that you're going to see here in a minute. And then finally, and this one really totally blew my mind, you guys, we threw a third challenge at the model, which is typically challenging for a model to kind of conceptualize when it comes to coding. I asked for a little help from ChatGPT from O3 actually to challenge the model with a little bit of physics. So basically what it asked the model to do was create a simulation of a sphere that was spinning or rotating and creating some wind force and a cloth over this sphere. And again, you'll see in a minute here that what it was able to do just very quickly and simply in a Claude artifact is pretty mind-blowing. Okay, but before we hop in and show you those three little demos, let's first just do a quick breakdown on all of the features and capabilities of these new models. The main core upgrade that is actually present in both models is that they take the form of hybrid reasoning. They are actually capable of both that instant rapid method of response that we're so familiar with when it comes to these LLMs, but also the extended thinking modes in the extended reasoning. And in the case of Anthropic, or I should say Claude, the built-in tool use as well. And we are now absolutely seeing the trend of these models and of these companies bringing everything under one roof. And Anthropic has done just that. Something to also note here is the massive context window upgrade that we have, up to 200,000 tokens, which apparently is around 500 pages of text. Now, this is not the largest out there. It's not quite as big as maybe some of the Gemini context windows, for instance, but it's certainly enough to do almost anything you need. And as you'll see with our challenges, certainly enough to do some pretty impressive coding in a matter of minutes. As we've also seen on the show, it's not all about the context window or parameter sizes or metrics used in the model, but can be just as much about the architecture, if not more so, or the training data that's gone into the model, things like that. In addition to those features, we're also getting things like an improved long-term memory. Developers out there, it sounds like there's a rash of new updates and new tools that are going to be available via the API, things like a files API, which is going to allow developers to give the model the ability to read and write files during a session. A code execution tool, an MCP connector, prompt caching. So that's a feature that's going to allow you to reuse prompts for up to an hour. When you're talking about prompts at scale or using hundreds, if not thousands of prompts for users in a tool where you have a large amount of users all using or sucking up your API, that can save you quite a bit of money very quickly. So these are just a few new features that developers can look forward to. And then, of course, as is to be expected, we have these new models setting all sorts of records on the benchmarks, the coding and reasoning benchmarks. Check out the links in the show notes, particularly the link from anthropic.com to see those comparisons. On the SWE bench, the software engineering bench, Opus scores 72.5 and Sonnet 72.7, both of them leading the field on that particular benchmark. Now, we did use Opus for our demos tonight, just because it is the larger of the two models, and I wanted to see what the additional resources behind the model would result in. Of course, we ended up burning most of our limits up very quickly, and you'll see that in our demos here also. Now, despite the incredible performance of the model, there are some limitations. For instance, it's still not immune to hallucinations. Anthropic still recommends that you verify your results. Don't take it as the absolute source of truth. Technically, it also may lack knowledge after March of 2025. That's when the training for this technically cut off. Again, I'd be surprised if it wasn't somehow training consistently or at all times, especially with access to the internet and so on and so forth, but just something to be aware of. However, that being said, all of this has been pretty well addressed as far as these limitations go, at least as far as kind of the standards across the industry. Apparently, measures have been taken with Claude 4 that reduce these behaviors, the shortcut behaviors, by up to 65%, which is encouraging. Of course, Anthropic has consistently been the safety-focused AI. Moving on, as far as availability, Sonnet 4 is available on the free tier of Claude AI. Of course, all paid tiers are going to have that as well. It is also available through the API and other services like Google's Vertex AI, AWS's Bedrock. Opus 4 is available to Claude Pro and Team and Enterprise users, also across the Bedrock and Vertex platforms. So you are going to need to pay to get access to Opus. Or you can just check out our episode here tonight where we tested it for you, and you don't have to worry about that unless you are so inclined. With that, let's go ahead and get into it. Okay, so the first one that we are looking at here, if you're watching along on video, you can see it on the screen right now, really isn't too much of a challenge for this model. This was something that could absolutely be done in the previous models. Basically, all of them could have handled something like this. Again, we did something quite a lot better using Lovable. But again, this is just for the purposes of demonstrating what I think everybody should be doing at this point, as if you're a digital marketer, something I think you should have been doing quite some time ago as far as trying to come up with some sort of relevant tool or assessment or quiz or survey or something that you can build for a lead gathering device for your prospects. And it's become so much easier with these AI coding tools. So that's what we've done here. If you're watching along again on the screen right now, you're seeing our little assessment that it cranked out. Took minutes. Basically, it's going to take our user through what industry they're in. We'll just go ahead and fill it out here. The number of employees, you know, the size of the organization, all of this relevant information that we would be able to utilize in our service offering to this particular prospect, their level of AI adoption, the business challenges that they're facing, things like that. And then once you identify all of these, using your assessment, of course, it's going to collect the lead information. The full name, the business name, the email, all of this stuff for your lead generation. So again, nothing super mind-blowing here, but if you haven't done something like this with one of these tools, get the code from Claude. You don't have to even get four. You don't have to get anything paid. You can do it for free. Use that code in whatever sort of website builder. Pass it on to your developer and get it implemented. Get a lead generation tool or some sort of feature like this implemented on your site if you haven't already. Now, I would probably go back and forth with Claude a little bit and improve this, make it a little nicer looking, a little fancier, although you certainly don't need it to be anything fancier than this. But I've actually hit my rate limits. I think I mentioned that already. Hit it pretty quickly with these three challenges here with Opus. I'm actually on the $20 per month pro tier of Claude, and there is a $100 per month, at least it starts at $100 per month, max tier that is available. So for now, we held off on upgrading to that, and we were able to get our demo or our quick little demos out for tonight's purposes. But I think you can see how quickly and easily you could improve on this iteratively with Claude. Okay, moving on, we were also able to get our little virtual space navigation built simply in our artifact here. Now, again, this is something that could definitely be improved upon, but I'm just super impressed at what it was able to do just right within the browser, right within this little interactive artifact with Claude. If you'll recall, in our previous episode, we had to go all the way over into Cursor. We did use Claude 3.7 in Cursor to accomplish our coding, and we were able to get something pretty close to what I was looking for, and it was pretty close to this, actually. Again, I would make a couple changes. There's some random kind of orbiting going on with our planets and our episodes, but again, the fact that this was done so quickly, a matter of minutes, right here within the artifact feature of Claude is a pretty clear demonstration, in my opinion, of the advances we've seen in this model. So at this point, I was significantly impressed, and that did not change when we go over to our third challenge, which again, I got some help from ChatGPT on to really present a challenge of physics to the model. And so what you're seeing right now on the screen, if you're watching along, is this little simulation we have of a cloth that is draped over a spinning orb, and we can control the speed of the sphere and the speed of the wind. And you can see here, if I were to turn the wind up, the cloth is going to rise. And if the sphere speed goes up, it's going to affect the way the cloth moves a little bit more. I can click on this cloth and drag it, and you see it very dynamically move, and you can see it kind of drape across the sphere. And again, this was all done in a matter of minutes right here within this browser, something that is typically been somewhat challenging, being done really, really quite easily and really, really quite quickly by Claude for Opus. And again, I did not even iterate on this. This was basically a one shot. You can again imagine how much better you could get it by bringing this over into Cursor, by bringing it to an actual developer. This was done by a front-end web developer slash marketer in a matter of minutes with Claude. So quite honestly, I don't think any of the coding hype around Claude 4 at this point is unwarranted, being that it is able to do things like this right within the Claude interface so quickly. Again, a very observable and significant improvement over the previous models. Okay, if you guys have had any chance to use Claude for, if you've had a chance to do any coding with Claude, let me know. Show me what you've come up with. Let me know what you think of the model. As always, we are absolutely down to discuss and talk about anything AI at any time. Okay, that does it for tonight's episode. If you enjoyed the show or found it useful in any way, please do me a favor and follow on Spotify or subscribe on your podcast platform of choice. A review on top of that would be even more appreciated. It is by far the most helpful thing you could do for the show. Also, if you are watching on YouTube, make sure to hit that subscribe button and turn on all notifications so you get notified each time we drop an episode. Until then, and as always, thank you so much for joining me, and remember to stay curious, stay consistent, and keep navigating forward. Bye.
Thanks for listening to the AI Marketing Navigator. Ready to simplify your own marketing automation? Digital Pop helps make it happen so your small business can scale your marketing fast. Learn more at thedigitalpop.com.